voucher and also a bag of Mealy Meal. You know January is coming and you're going to need that bag of Mealy Meal, okay? So they're always winners on Ichola, okay? So get dialing right now. All you need to do is dial *464*2#, and you could be a winner of 500 kwacha here on the show. We do have some cash that we want to give away on the show. So you need to stop playing. You need to play as many times as you can. And who knows, you could be that person that walks away with that cash today.
Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be an ordinary lover. Tiene tu no cara como a cumbar. No, no, I wanna show you true love.
On Power FM.
This is a takeover. Powered.
91.3 FM.
Sucker.
Beyond the skies, there's a place I know you are. Looking out, seeing every little thing you made. I'm in the palm of your hand. I know I'm safe with you. I'm safe with you.
Talk
Positioning for the 2026 general election. Prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa, State Council, issued a powerful call for Zambians to set aside political affiliations in favour of honest, collective engagement to address the nation's pressing challenges. In international news, Trump announced a U.S. strike on Islamic State targets in Nigeria. In sports, Chipola Polo draw against Comoros as coach focuses on Morocco game.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Caritas Zambia Executive Father Gabriel Mapulanga said the organization, which is sponsored by the Catholic Church, is preparing for the 2026 general election. Father Mapulanga told Power FM News that Caritas Zambia will revitalize democracy and governance, as well as justice and peace committees at the grassroots, in order to effectively monitor and educate voters during the 2026 election. Meanwhile, he praised the Electoral Commission of Zambia for its efforts in voter registration by noting that the commission could have done better.
As the Caritas Zambia, we are positioning ourselves for this. As usual, we always do that. With Caritas, we will do it in two ways. Because we have two programs that do the monitoring, voter education, and everything that is connected to that. At Caritas, we have a program called governance, democracy and governance, and that's where we do voter education and also voter monitoring. As you know, the Catholic Church is spread throughout Zambia, and we have justice and peace committees in the parishes where the Catholic Church exists. So through Caritas Zambia, we revitalize the justice and peace committees, and then we do the